All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your host, Anthony Marino, back with you again for another episode this week. As always, appreciate all your feedback, appreciate you tuning in, joining us in the conversation at buffalorumblings.com, and of course, subscribing, rating, reviewing all of our podcasts here at Buffalo Rumblings. You can check out Breaking Buffalo Rumblings each week, along with Believe, The Nick and Nolan Show, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Circling the Wagons, and of course, Blitz Bills. So be sure to subscribe to our channel here so you can get this content all the way up, not just throughout the offseason, but throughout the 2019 season and beyond for the Buffalo Bills. So appreciate everybody tuning in this week. Kind of an interesting topic, I think can be some good discussion for everyone. And it really focuses around a recent article from our pal Matt Perino from NewYorkUpstate.com. If you're not following him on Twitter, immediately suggest that you do. You can check out the great work that he and Ryan Talbot do each and every day covering the Buffalo Bills. And he has a recent article that's titled, "These Five Buffalo Bills Are Keys to Potential 2019 Playoff Push." And I really thought it was an interesting topic of discussion. And the first thing that came to mind for me was, how do you focus on just five guys as being the key? And Matt notes that in his article, because I think it's hard, right? I think if you were to ask 50 different fans who were the five guys that really are key to this team making a push for the playoffs in 2019, you might get 50 different responses. I know there's one guy that's going to be on each and every one of those lists, and that's Josh Allen, who of course was number one. And even Matt notes in his article, it's almost a little bit robotic as we talk about Josh Allen right now. So you can just insert that piece where you do talk about Allen, of course, being the key to the Bills having the opportunity to make the playoffs in 2019. Of course, everyone wants to see him take that next step forward, being the potential franchise quarterback for the Bills. Saw some great things down the stretch during the 2018 season. When I say great things, right, I'm talking about him showing signs of improvement, not just doing things with his legs, making some plays with his arm as well. But you want to see that progression from Josh Allen. That really goes without saying. And when you talk about the other guys, though, that's where things, I think, get a little bit interesting. Again, and I would love to get your feedback on this, because I think as you look at it, Matt has a great list of five guys. I've got some other guys that I would ask the question, you know, I think for the Bills to make the playoffs, they are going to need to step up and be on that list as well. So, again, we talked about Josh Allen being first on the list. The second, I guess, to me, I'll say is a little bit of a surprise, and maybe it shouldn't be based on the free agent contract that he signed, but he has Mitch Morris, the center, as the number two player that really needs to make an impact for this team to make the playoffs during the 2019 season. Again, he notes when you sign a contract to be the highest paid center in the league that the expectations are going to be there for the team. And the part where I do question this a little bit, and I should note, we'll have the link to this article in the at buffalorumblings.com, so you can check this out yourself. Again, you can give Matt some of your feedback in addition to myself. But for someone like Mitch Morris, right, I think it is kind of interesting because you only really notice your center when things are going bad. And I say that meaning from a fan standpoint, right? We're not talking about Pro Football Focus grades or all 22 analysis or those things that some of the experts out there do. But for the most part, if you watch a game and you're not really making too much note of the play of your center or certain offensive linemen, you can go through with this and think to yourself, okay, they probably had a good game because I didn't notice that they screwed up too much. The 2018 season, obviously, with Russell Bodine, with Ryan Groy kind of going back and forth as the starting centers, we noticed some of the issues that were there. So Mitch Morris, again, for him to come in and even just to be an above average starting center in the NFL, I think that's a great piece and, of course, will be key to the Bills having success in 2019. But I don't know if I personally would list him as one of my top five as a guy that would need to be on that list for the team to make the potential playoff push. It's going to be interesting. There's going to be so much conversation that will continue along the offensive line as we look at this unit with so many new faces in place. And what is that starting five going to look like? How long will it take the team to get that in place? there is going to be plenty of focus on this throughout training camp. But again, I can understand why Mitch Morris is on the list, but probably wouldn't have been one of my top five guys. Another guy on the list that I think may be there for some people, but again, it would be interesting to see if he came up because he is a rookie, and that's Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle for the Bills. So interesting for the team, right? As you go into training camp and you think to yourself, God, Kyle Williams is no longer a part of this team. But you come in with a rookie defensive tackle, the number 9 overall pick. There will be plenty of expectations for him and really that ability to generate that push up the middle of the Bills' defensive line. What kind of impact will that not just have from the defensive tackle position, right, and what Oliver can do, but think of the impact that that can have for the defensive ends, and we'll talk about them a little bit more in the podcast. But Ed Oliver coming in at number 3 on the list for Matt Parrino. Again, there will be plenty of expectations for Ed Oliver. I, among many, are looking at this and thinking, you know, how much of an impact can he have early on in his rookie season? But we're excited to find out. And of course, as we head into training camp, to see what kind of impact he can have and know that he will be a key piece as he is filling some big shoes of Kyle Williams, who retired at the end of last season. Number 4 on the list is Zay Jones. And again, Zay Jones, a guy you look at is, I guess you could say, the number 1 wide receiver for the Bills last year. Down the stretch, you saw the rapport that he had developed with Josh Allen, in addition to Robert Foster, as really being these two guys that, again, coming off of Allen's injury, that they started to deliver. I think if you went to 4 different people, though, you could get 4 different answers on which wide receiver they would have on this list. Some might have Zay Jones. Others we know are big fans and proponents of Robert Foster and what he's done on the field. And of course, then you can talk about Cole Beasley being that slot receiver and how important he could be, and the new addition of John Brown as well. But Zay Jones making the list for Matt, and I think that's a good choice there. But again, you could have picked any of those 4 wide receivers and probably could have said to yourself, okay, these are guys that are going to make an impact. And then at number 5, one that should not be of any surprise, that is Tremaine Edmonds, the middle linebacker for the Bills, just turning 21 years of age. Still kind of crazy to think how young he is, how much he played as a rookie at age 20, and then going forward with this truly being a leader of the defense and such a focal point for Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier. So those 5 guys really round out the list for Matt Parrino. Again, kind of an interesting take. You go through, again, number 5, Tremaine Edmonds, number 4, Zay Jones, number 3, Ed Oliver, number 2, Mitch Morris, and number 1, Josh Allen. Again, you talk about Josh Allen, I think there is just going to be the consensus, right, that this is the number 1 guy on the list for everyone, right? Josh Allen, for what he is going to do for the Bills to make the playoffs, he is going to be on your list as someone that you say is going to be key to the team's success. But when you do look back to 2017, the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs with the 9-7 record. Tyrod Taylor having let's just call it an average season if we can. I don't want to get into the whole Tyrod discussion at this point, but he was benched for Nathan Peterman during the season. We did have Joe Webb starting games to help get the team to the playoffs and everything that went along with that. So while Allen will be such a key, there are other guys that can make a great impact for the Bills to reach the playoffs. And there's a couple other guys that were not on the list, and I have a couple of questions. Now, there's 3 that I somewhat eliminated right away, and that's Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, and Tre'Davious White. And you can think to yourself, man, these are 3 guys that mean so much to the Bills defense. Any success that they've had in the past, why would you not include them on the list? And I say that because these 3 guys have been performing at a high level over these past couple of seasons. That quite frankly, you need them to continue to do what they've been doing. You know, with this, it's not that they're looking to make the step up. If Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer, and Micah Hyde continue doing what they did throughout the 2018 season and they carry that over to 2019, then they're doing their job. Sure, we would love to see more splash plays, maybe from Trey White, right? Maybe some more interceptions. But if teams aren't throwing to him, if they're going to the other side of the field because he's that lockdown cornerback, then I'm okay with that. Poyer and Hyde continuing to make plays, continuing to be one of the top and, of course, the most underrated safety duo in the NFL. Love everything these 3 guys bring to the team. But if I'm talking about my top 5, right, it's more guys that need to have a greater impact than they've had. I need these 3 guys to continue playing at the high level that they have, But then it goes to focus, let's say, to three others that I'd like to focus on, at least as part of the conversation today. The first that I'm probably most surprised that did not appear on the list for Matt Parrino is Jerry Hughes, the defensive end for the Buffalo Bills. And a lot of the conversation that we have whenever we talk about Ed Oliver, it goes hand in hand because we talk about Ed Oliver generating that push up the middle and what kind of impact can that have on Jerry Hughes and his sack numbers going forward. Of course, we're all well aware that Jerry signed a 2-year contract extension to stay in Buffalo through the 2021 season, which is great news for the Bills and their fans. But as we look at it, so much of this impact, right, we talk about what Ed Oliver can do and how that can have an impact on Hughes. We'd see so many near sacks from Hughes in the past, but without that push up the middle, what would that really mean for him if he's generating pressure from one side and you got a quarterback just able to step up in the pocket because there's no push? So if we get Ed Oliver with the push up the middle, what more can that mean for Jerry Hughes? He wreaks havoc on the regular, right, with each and every game. But you can look at the sack total and say, okay, we'd like to see a little bit more. I'm using finger quotes here when I say only 7 sacks in 2018. I know fans would like to see him up over 10 sacks in the 2019 season. Myself included, I'm sure, of course, Jerry Hughes would like to get as many sacks as he possibly can. I think for the Bills to make that push to the playoffs, right, and to you think about ending those drives for the opposing offense, more sacks from Jerry Hughes for him to continue to play at a high level, but to increase those sack numbers to potentially end those drives. I think he is going to be one of those 5 guys. I would probably have him on the list higher than Mitch Morris if it were me personally. So I would say there's got to be some conversation around Jerry Hughes being that top 5 most influential guys able to help the Bills make a playoff push in 2019. Another is Matt Milano. And so much comes to this list with Milano being on it because you just do feel like there is a bit of a lack of depth at the linebacker position for the Bills. And sure, they bring in a Vo'Shawn Joseph in the draft. Somebody that's probably not ready will be doing most of his work on special teams. But Matt Milano needs to come back healthy in 2019 and continue to be a bit of that ball hawk in the right place at the right time, sort of you name it type of linebacker that he was during the 2018 season. A guy that started to garner some national attention. It's great for him, right? A former 5th-round pick. You see him with passes defense. You've got 3 interceptions on the season. You've got a sack here. You've got tackles for loss. Matt Milano truly doing a great job and being an integral piece of the Buffalo Bills defense. You need Milano to come back and continue to perform at that level for the Bills defense to thrive in 2019, right? We have a lot of conversations. You talk about the addition of Ed Oliver. You talk about everyone else pretty much being a returning starter for this team and this Bills defense wanting to be an elite unit. If this is going to be an elite unit, Matt Milano, right? We talk about a progression with Tremaine Edmonds. Of course, we talk about it ad nauseum with Josh Allen. I would also put Matt Milano on this list. And for the Bills to make a playoff push in 2019, and dare I say, even be a competitor for the AFC East crown, Matt Milano is going to be a key to that, needs to continue to do what we've seen really throughout his first 2 seasons and take that next step as a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills. And finally, the third that I would put on this list, and it's a little bit of a cheat for me, but I think if you hear me out, you'll understand where I'm coming with this. It's any running back on the Buffalo Bills roster. And quite frankly, I don't care who it is, right? If it's Frank Gore, if it's LeSean McCoy, if it's Devin Singletary, if it's TJ Yeldon, right? It can be any one of these guys step up, or maybe just the running back group by committee. And maybe at some point we'll get into them as a focal point of a future podcast. But as you look at this, you need one of these running backs to step up that can be that guy that you can count on to get, you know, 5 difficult yards, right, in a situation for the Bills that we know they did not have during the 2018 season, right? And so much of it, you can point to the offensive line. You can point to LeSean McCoy. You can point to different pieces all you want. There is a new look in this running back room, and I think there will be a new attitude. Much of that comes with Frank Gore, and maybe he ends up being the lead back for the Bills. Honestly, I don't care how old he is, right? If it's someone that can average over 4 yards per carry, break some of those big runs. If it's a running back by committee, think in some way similar to what the New England Patriots have done in years past. And of course, we know offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, having spent a good period of time with the New England Patriots. I'm fine with that. But any running back, right? One of the running backs needs to step up if the Bills are going to make a push to the playoffs. They need to be able to establish the run game outside of Josh Allen, right? And it was so exciting to see Allen when he would scramble or break out with the ball and the things he could do with his legs last season. Trust me, that's a great thing. But honestly, I would like to see less of that and more of an established run from these guys. So, you know, could it be Devin Singletary who could follow in the footsteps of many, you know, think mid-round type picks that end up being starting caliber NFL running backs? If he is, that's great. Again, as I said before, if LeSean McCoy comes back to form and it's the Shady of old, I'm good with that. And of course, Frank Gore, the ageless wonder at 36, if you know, he has a repeat of averaging 4.7 yards per carry like he did last year with the Miami Dolphins, I'm good with that too. And of course, TJ Yeldon, if he wants to be that third down back, catching passes out of the backfield and doing what he does, that would be great for the Buffalo Bills as well. So again, right, as you look at this, and Matt Perino, he noted this in his article, again, at NewYorkUpstate.com. I encourage you to check it out. It's hard to just pick five guys, right? And he's got the five that he had on his list that are going to be integral to the success of the Buffalo Bills in 2019. Again, for myself, Jerry Hughes, Matt Milano, and any one of the running backs added to that piece, right, could be in contention to be those five most important players for the Bills to make a playoff push. And as I noted earlier, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, and Trey White. Those three guys, so important to what the Bills do, but really, truly needing them to continue to be as successful as they have been, right, and continuing to do a great job in the Buffalo Bills defensive backfield. So this is going to wrap up this week's episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Again, appreciate any and all of your feedback. You can find me on Twitter at Anth Marino. Please check us out at BuffaloRumblings.com. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Share the podcast with a friend if you like it. If you've got a differing opinion, would love to hear from you, because any and all of that feedback, I think, just always leads to some great discussion. As we are just over 2 weeks away from training camp, I know, Bills fans, it's that time of the offseason where you're thinking to yourself, man, I just need football to get here at any point. This is that time of the year, right, where we're always like, God, I would just even watch a preseason football game. And then about 5 minutes into the game, you realize why you wonder why you were even thinking that. But with that said, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Thanks again. We'll be back with you next week on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Take care.